This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It feels like the Eagles got better today. Let's bring Bo Wolf on the Sports Call to Guest Line to ask him what he thinks. Bo, how are you tonight, man?
I'm good, although I didn't know I was going to be sharing the airwaves with Fran. I don't know if the show's big enough for me and that clown.
You know what? You know, we may have to bump him because you were first. You know, I don't want to be like the... I don't want to be like the Seahawks and almost renege on a deal. Yeah, I think he's going to be bumped. Bo, you're with us right now. We're happy to have you. And you put up a quote that I think that you had on The Athletic last week. You put up a screenshot of your piece there at The Athletic. Howie Roseman last week talking about his defensive line and the Eagles coming at quarterbacks in waves. A week later, they add another guy that can help with that.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And this was Howie's reaction last week when he was asked about Vinnie Curry specifically, and he said, you know, he wasn't going to go into necessarily that contract discussion, but he said that if you were expecting the Eagles to, you know, lose resources on the defensive line, you know, you've got the wrong organization. This team, this defense under Howie Roseman, the way that he was molded as a football mind with Andy Reid, and especially with Jim Schwartz's defense, the way that he thinks, the way that he's going to build this team on defense is to throw resources at the defensive line. It's all about waves of guys getting after the quarterback, and he talked about how Brandon Graham makes that play in the Super Bowl because he's not playing every snap on defense, because the Eagles can go four deep at defensive end with guys who can rush the passer on every pass-rushing snap. And I think that that's something to really keep in mind when you look at Michael Bennett, a guy who was productive last year, you know, 8.5 sacks at 32 years old, 24 quarterback hits. That's more quarterback hits than anybody on the Eagles defense had, but he was playing 85% of the snaps for the Seahawks. He played over 900 snaps on defense. Nobody on the Eagles defensive line played more than 660. So Michael Bennett, as he comes here, I think you're sort of looking at the Chris Long template, that here's a guy who, if he's not playing quite as many snaps, can be even more productive rushing the quarterback.
Bo, what do you think happens next? I mean, it really is quite the situation where we're waiting and we're bracing ourselves for them losing players, them cutting players or trading players away to get under the salary cap, and then they add some salary today. It's to be determined how much they add, whether it be the $5 million or so cap hit, or if they could lower it if they pay a bonus. But either way, they added some money today. It just furthers the point. Someone's got to go. What's the next domino, you think, now?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to look at this deal and not think that this probably – means the end in some way for Vinnie Curry's tenure with the Eagles. You know, you're not going to put that much money into the defensive end rotation. And especially considering that, you know, Bennett, Long, Graham, these guys are all over 30 years old. Vinnie Curry is going to be 31, I think, at the start of next season. And you can't have that much money there for that many guys over the age of 30. So, you know, whether that is a straight release of Vinnie Curry, a trade for a late-round draft pick, or some kind of restructuring, I don't think it's really in Vinnie Curry's interest to restructure his deal that much. I think for him it would be better to go on the open market and get one last chance at a bigger deal and to go down to whatever number the Eagles would need. But it seems to me like the obvious domino here is that Vinnie Curry's stays with the Eagles are probably numbered.
Bo, let's touch on how Michael Bennett will fit in with the Eagles. Let's start on the field, and then we'll go to the locker room type of thing and off the field. On the field, it feels like this is quite the extra chess piece now for Jim Schwartz because, you know, throughout Michael Bennett's career, he's played inside, he's played outside, he gets a lot of pressure. It feels like they could go with almost any kind of combination they want. Now, this Jim Schwartz has to be a happy man today.
I think he has to be a very happy man. And it's interesting because his skill set overlaps a little bit with Brandon Graham. So, you know, some people might speculate that he's more of a Brandon Graham replacement than a Vinnie Curry replacement. But I find it hard to believe that the Eagles would part with Brandon Graham so soon. But, you know, you're right. He can rush from the outside. He can rush from the inside. He's as productive an inside pass rusher as there is in the league. And so now you've got all kinds of different chess pieces, like you said, who you can move around. You can keep Brandon Graham on the outside. maybe when Fletcher Cox is off the field, you can go Bennett and Graham together on the inside. There's a lot of things that Michael Bennett can do on the defensive line for the Eagles, and you know, multiplicity, versatility, and all those fastballs that Andy Reid used to talk about.
He did. Bo Wolf of The Athletic is joining us right now. How about off the field in the locker room? We know how close of a knit unit last year the Eagles were, the defensive line rotating and really just coalescing together. Now, Michael Bennett is a very outspoken person, which does fit in here with a Malcolm Jenkins, a Chris Long. He has a teammate here now, Chris Maragos, who he played with out in Seattle, who seems to really like it. Players seem to like Michael Bennett. How do you think of the fit off the field locker room type of thing with Bennett, because he is such an outsized personality?
Well, I see here to my Birds with Friends partner, Sheil Kapadia, who covered Michael Bennett for two seasons, and we talked about this today. And he said, you know, Michael Bennett is a bit of an outsized personality, but he's not a, you know, distracting personality or a destructive personality. He's a guy who plays hard, plays a lot, obviously. The one thing he did say is that he makes no apologies that he does not like quarterbacks and offensive linemen. So Sheil's prediction is that we will see maybe a couple training camp fights with Michael Bennett on the practice field.
Yeah, that could liven things up in August. Not going to be the, I guess, the most exciting August, because they're coming off a Super Bowl, so it's like, oh, well, they're great. He could certainly come in here and change the thing. So Bo, you got me all confused now, talking about Sheil Kapadia, your teammate there at The Athletic. Last one for you, Bo. As you look forward now, you mentioned Vinnie Curry is probably the obvious next step here. If you're keeping your eye on one thing to happen over the next week or so with the league year opening around the Eagles, this was obviously a surprise. What would be next kind of on your Bo Wolf radar?
Well, you know, we've talked about it so much, the Nick Foles thing, Joe, but, you know, you look at this deal and it is sort of counter to what we expected the general macro course of the Eagles offseason to be for Howie Roseman, bringing in more draft picks, trying to get more opportunities to get younger players. And instead, he gives up a mid-round pick to get Michael Bennett. He gets the seventh back, obviously. But I think that means there's a better chance that a Nick Foles deal could be happening sooner than later, because you need to find a way to get those picks back. I think if you look at this deal, it's just another little whisper that maybe the Nick Foles thing is actually going to happen sooner than later.
It could, certainly could. Bo Wolf of The Athletic. Bo, we appreciate you hopping on here. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Say hi to Fran for me.
I will. Bo Wolf of The Athletic. And yes, Fran Duffy of the Eagles coming up at around 8 o'clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.